Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! It was a beautifully hot African sunny day when the Meerkat clan was having a very big day. Yes, do you know what a Meerkat clan is? It's kind of like a neighborhood or a whole group of meerkats. Meerkats are very cute little creatures. They're about the size of a cat. And if I close my eyes and picture a meerkat, do you know what I see? I see a cute little furry creature standing on his back legs with his two front arms pulled in, and he's looking around. They're always on alert. They're always looking to see if there's a predator nearby, and if they see one, then they'll sound the alarm and make sure the whole clan knows about it. But today was a very important day because the meerkats had just had a whole litter of pups. Yeah, baby meerkats are called pups, kind of like puppies, but we just call them pups. And these little meerkats were so adorable. Hey, Malachi, can you hand me some of that food over there for them? Misha said. Malachi and Misha were some of the meerkats working together to take care of all these little pups. Here you go, Misha, said Malachi. I'm going to head up above ground and make sure that there aren't any bad guys nearby. Malachi zoomed through the tunnels and out he popped out of the ground. Yeah, meerkats love living in tunnels. They have all kinds of tunnels underground that they weave together into like a very confusing maze. Meanwhile, out in the desert was a group of jackals, and they were very, very angry.
Oh, it's those meerkats again. They're off making a whole bunch of noise and... What was that noise?
Hi, I'm so sorry, boss. I'm really hungry. That was my tummy. Sorry. When do you think we could get something to eat? I haven't eaten in days.
What do you mean? You mean I'm not good enough? I don't provide enough food for our crew? Well, us jackals, I'm tired of being hungry. I'm hungry too. And
Julius was pacing back and forth. You see, this was a group of jackals. Jackals are kind of like coyotes or small wolves, and they live in the same territory as meerkats. And jackals, they are a predator that is always wanting to catch meerkat for dinner. But meerkats are always too fast. But Julius the jackal always has a plan up his sleeve.
All right, guys, I have a plan.
Oh, totally. We always know you have a plan. Do you think this time it's going to get us some food in our bellies?
Julius squinted his eyes and snarled his teeth.
You see, after the meerkats, I'll go to sleep, and they only have one lookout. That is when we will do our surprise attack. We will surround them and...
Boss, we've tried to, you know, surround them a lot. What makes this time any different?
Enough of you. You see, I have a secret weapon this time. We've never used them before, but I know it will be perfect. Perfect! I need all of you to go gather me a whole pile of deadly scorpions.
Meanwhile, back over at the meerkats, Malachi was keeping watch. He was standing up very tall on his back legs, and his head was on a swivel, moving left to right, scanning the horizon, looking for any movement. His eyes were very, very good. Malachi, said Misha. I could really use some help down here, she cried. All the grown-up meerkats were all helping out with the babies. The babies, those pups, they could be pretty noisy. Have you ever had, like, a baby brother or baby sister? Are they a little noisy? Yeah. Little babies can be noisy because they don't know how to talk yet. And so the only way they know how to do anything is make loud noises. And maybe that means they're hungry, or maybe that means they need to go to the bathroom, or it could mean a whole bunch of different things. Well, it's the same in the meerkat clan. When those babies want something, they get very, very noisy. All right, little one, said Misha, as she was rocking one of the pups to sleep, and Malachi and the others were all rocking little pups to sleep. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. That was the baby pup's favorite song. It instantly helped them fall asleep. Do you have a favorite bedtime song? Maybe when you were little, or maybe now. I love bedtime songs, and so do these pups. As all the grown-up meerkats put down the pups in their beds and carefully tiptoed their way out. Oh, finally, said Misha. Wow, that's a lot of pups to try and put to sleep. All right, well, I have to go stand lookout for the night, because right now nobody has been watching anything, said Malachi. Malachi raced out the tunnel and stood back up. The sun was setting, and it was getting very dark. Whoa, those jackals sound like they're getting close. Where do they come from? I didn't see them anywhere, said Malachi as he was scanning the horizon again. Remember, it was getting very dark, so it was hard to see anything. Well, then all of a sudden, those jackal sounds got very, very close. Ow! Ow! It was time for Malachi to sound the alarm. Can you try and make that sound? And then when it gets even more serious, meerkats go into another call like this. That means it is definitely time to hide. Hurry, meerkats! Get to your positions! As soon as Malachi dove into the tunnel with the rest of his clan, Julius the Jackal walked in.
All right, the plan is now. I need the secret weapon. Bring me the scorpions, said Julius. Find every tunnel opening and drop one of these in there. That will surely make those meerkats run right into our bellies.
Oh no! What about Misha, Malachi, and the rest of the meerkat clan? Are they gonna get eaten by the jackals? Or do they have a secret trick up their sleeve? We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Levi, who's turning 7 years old. Levi loves animals, especially reptiles. Oh yeah, Levi. Al loves baseball and wants to be an American Ninja Warrior. Wow, those are all awesome things, and I'm so glad we get to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday, Levi. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!